Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. I've been listening to podcasts on mobile phones, well, for a very long time. I remember the first podcasting app I used was maybe not iTunes, although I think I probably used that, but on a mobile phone, we're talking Nokia phones, going back to the 2000s and Symbian. Nokia had a podcasting app that I had on a few different phones, the E71 and the N95, for example, and it was a great way to, well, you know, listen to whatever I wanted, wherever I wanted. And so I've been listening to podcasts. I mean, I think, you know, podcasts became a thing in, you know, 2005, 2006 or whatever, but really, I think, So I've been listening to various podcasts and, you know, some mostly things that are not mainstream, from the beginning, really. So I have my opinions about what a podcast app should be. And obviously I have an opinion about, well, podcasting in general, but I'll talk about podcast apps because of course there are some new podcast apps being developed right now because of the Podcasting 2.0 initiative. And with Podcasting 2.0, there's a lot of opportunities. It's an opportunity to get some things in podcasting right, or, well, extend it. And a lot of the extensions really come in the form of, well, extending the RSS feed itself, right? It's additional tags and such. And you know, the nice thing about RSS is that even if you don't know the tag, right, you can just kind of ignore it. But I've been trying out a lot of these new podcasting apps because, well, I want to try some of the new Podcasting 2.0 features. And so there's several that I've got loaded on my phone. Some are released and some are beta. And, you know, what I've realized is that these apps have there's some apps that I've used or currently use that have a 10 plus year head start, right? There's been a lot of things, you know, people have kind of figured out about, you know, how they want to listen to podcasts and whatever. And, you know, if you're building a new podcast app today, think about all the things that you'd have to build just to sort of capture an audience, or just to even replicate what people already have. And then, okay, what do you do that's better? And I like that with Podcasting 2.0, they're trying to bake value exchange into the process so that, well, that basically there's no central authority and everybody can get a little taste of the action, right? And so that does create some motivation for some new apps to come out. But again, if you've been listening to podcasts for years and you're now adopting these new apps, there's stuff that's just not in these new apps, right? And I won't name names or anything, but there are just certain features that I get kind of frustrated by because, yeah, I've been listening to podcasts for a long time. I understand the limitations of using something like an podcast index or, you know, the Apple in, you know, or Apple iTunes or whatever it's called now, right? They're Apple's podcast index. There's 1.5 million feeds and not all of them are updating and they have to be pulled on a regular basis to be pulled into a directory. So, you know, one of the things that I look for in a podcast app really is refresh it allow me to refresh the RSS feed directly, right? Because if I know that that a new episode of No Agenda has come out, for instance, I'm going to want to download it right then, right? Not all the time, but there are certain podcasts that are like that I know when they come out and I expect the podcast to show up in my podcast reader. And if a podcast app has outsourced their, for good reason in some cases, outsourcing the reading of RSS feeds or parsing of RSS feeds to something else, then you're relying on that something else to actually update. And, you know, to me I've always gotten frustrated with things like Overcast and Castro and some of these other apps that do stuff server side because sometimes the server's not up to date. And unless you've built a very efficient system for keeping the podcasts up to date or updating the index appropriately, it's a little bit of a challenge. And, you know, so if you want to stay on top of podcasts, then yeah, being able to pull from the RSS feed is good. Now, I'll also talk about,
you know, some other stuff, right? So there needs to be, you know, I there are certain podcasts I subscribe to, but I don't listen to every episode. For example, the some of the sports talk stuff that I listen to. I tend to only listen to episodes of things related to the San Francisco 49ers. I might occasionally listen to something about the Golden State Warriors, but I generally don't listen to a lot of, you know, I don't listen to most of the episodes that come out. So for those, I just want to be able to pick and say, okay, when there's new episodes available, let me look through them and decide, okay, that I want to actually listen to this or not. And some, you know, sometimes there's just, and there's just some podcasts that I'll listen to maybe once in a while. And so, you know, I don't want them to go into a playlist or a queue or whatever that is good, that I'm going to play from until I've actually made a decision on it that, yeah, I want to listen to this or not. And then maybe put it in, you know, then do something with it. Now, you also want to have potentially multiple play cues, because there's basically two times I listen to podcasts. Well, actually there's three, because like, No Agenda, I listen because of the way that Hypercatcher lets me do, lets me add annotations to chapters and whatnot. I don't mind having that in a separate app. And usually I set aside time to listen to No Agenda, and it's 3+ hours of conspiracy therapy, as Adam Curry says. I don't mind having that in a separate app. That's kind of a special case, but there's two other cases where I listen to a smattering of podcasts. Number one is when I'm awake, and that's just something that, when I'm up and doing things, and there's podcasts I listen to, and there's also podcasts I listen to when I'm going to sleep, and there's not, and it's not the same podcast, or sometimes I might have podcasts from one list in the other because, you know, in those different playlists, I actually want to have different behavior, because if I'm just listening to it and I'm awake, then fine, just keep playing until I tell you to stop. When I'm trying to fall asleep, I don't necessarily want it to continue playing. Yes, I know people have sleep timers, right? And I've used those before, but what the problem I have with a sleep timer is that a sleep timer is pretty fixed, right? And if I'm listening to multiple short episodes of something, then I fall asleep very quickly, then I've lost all those episodes. And my goal is to be, to miss, you know, no more than say one episode of something, right? It's usually the stuff that I'm listening to when I'm falling asleep is stuff that's not that I don't consider that important, but I don't want to basically just completely skip all of the podcasts that I'm listening to. So having the sort of the two cues with different sort of playback preferences, right? And then also after I've listened to something, after a period of time, delete the download. There's no reason to keep the download. No, by the way, your podcast app shouldn't necessarily stream. It should have an option or to download the episode before you start playback, or if you're going to start streaming it, download it and save it so that you don't have to download it again, which seems kind of silly. And there's some apps that have issues with that. Let's see. So I'd like to be able to also sample, if you know, somebody suggests a podcast, I might want to listen to an episode without necessarily committing to subscribing to the podcast. So, let me sample an episode, maybe not mess with my play queue in the process, but let me sample something and decide, okay, do I want to just listen to that one episode of something? Because, let's say Vinny Tortorich is on something. I may not want to subscribe to that podcast that he's on, but I might want to listen to an episode where he was interviewed or something, right? So that's what that's for. Now, I'll also say that then with your playback cues or playlists, and by the way, different apps call them different things. That's why I'm using both terms. So there needs to be some way to sort the cues, right? Because sometimes there's going to be certain podcasts when they come out, I want to listen to that episode right away. There's others I'm less concerned about that with, and maybe I might save them until I might put them at the end of the list, right? So there needs to be some way for the app to be intelligent and say this is the order, and so all the stuff that I want in like my priority stuff, that should be up at the top, and then there's stuff at the bottom, right? So and then everything else is probably like by date order or something like that, but there needs to be some intelligent options for sorting podcasts, which currently don't, some apps do better than others, and some get too very, very detailed in how you can sort it. And, and it's almost impossible to manage. So something that's a little more intelligent, right? In terms of how it's done. And I've seen different implementations of that work or don't, or at the very least have some simple options, and I can maybe drag and drop things around. And, you know, again, some apps just can't seem to get that done. Now, the other thing I would mention, so the concept of maybe bookmarking a particular space or, you know, a section in the podcast to be able to, you know, make notes or whatever would also be kind of nice. And maybe one other thing, which I didn't put in my list that I posted to podcastindex.social a while back, is the ability to share clips, and maybe share clips in a way that doesn't necessarily require a server. Although I will say that there are a couple of apps that do that, and share a clip from as a URL, and it's up on their, you know, their web service or something. I mean, that you could do that too, right? But I also like pulling an actual, you know. Actually, I think what Castro does is they have an option of sharing it in such a way that it converts it to an MP4, which you can share on a social network, which, you know, that's perhaps and that will allow you to share it anywhere. And that works. I mean, it's not the, you know, but that's a way to do it. But having some way to share a clip of a podcast and also be able to, be able to bookmark stuff locally. And I think that's, those are good things. And that's what I've seen across many podcast apps. And so, you know, it's to me that, you know, my use case for a podcast app, that those are kind of the entry table stakes, right? Things that need to be. Oh, and one other thing, right, is that there are some podcasts that I like to listen to at 1.5 speed, and other podcasts I don't, right? And there's and yes, you can debate whether, if you listen to me at 1.5 speed, I'm sorry. if you can understand me at 1.5 speed or 2x, more power to you. That's weird when I hear myself on somebody else's podcast and I'm listening at 1.5 speed and I'm going, wow, I'm talking fast. Well, yeah, I probably talk fast to some other people. So, but having per podcast playback prefs is important, right? So being able to say, okay, this podcast is, you know, I'm going to play it at 1x. If it's a music podcast, I want to listen to it at 1 speed. If it's a talking podcast, I might listen to it. Or if it, you know, certain other podcasts, I'll listen to it at 1 speed. But otherwise, it's 1.5, and that's fine. But, you know, also for things, you know, and there's other per podcast preferences, things like auto queuing, or adding to a playlist or, you know, whatever, downloading versus streaming. And of course, you know, what happens when you're done playing a podcast and that kind of thing. Right. So there's all kinds of things that I realize that are probably, when you're building a podcast app, there may be things that you're not thinking about because, you know, if you're building a podcast app, because you maybe have your own ideas about how you play podcasts, and I realize that the way I play podcasts and listen to podcasts might be different from other people, right? But I realize that these are, you know, to me, these are just kind of entry level things that, it seems like a lot of it. And I can understand why, you know, some of the newer podcast apps may not have these, and the established ones do because they built them over the course of 10 years. The older podcast apps aren't necessarily adopting podcasting 2.0 stuff. So that's a whole different thing. So I guess it really depends on who you want as your, you know, who you want as your users and such. But these are the kinds of things you're probably going to have to start thinking about if you're looking at a podcast app, or if you're, not only that, or if you're building a podcast app, at some point, these are things that are going to have to be built to gain any sort of traction, I think, because people like to be able, you know, people, that's the nice thing about, podcasts in general, right? You can download the file. It's just an MP3 file or an M4A or it can be a video file too. What am I thinking? The main reason we don't typically do video files is because they tend to be kind of big, at least compared to MP3s, although a 3-hour MP3 file is still 100 plus megs. So, you know, there's nothing that says you can't distribute video over an MP3 feed. It's just an issue of bandwidth at that point. So, podcasts are very, you know, it's a very flexible medium, and you know, users of course want to have flexibility over their things. I want to be able to listen to what I want, when I want, and where I want to listen to it, right? And, you know, and so this gets into, you know, you have to satisfy, I guess, a lot of use cases. And yeah, when it comes to podcast apps, I will admit I'm a tech douchebag, and, you know, and not only my use case matters, well, you know, your use case matters too, to you, but that's the, and so anyway, that's, this came up in a conversation on Podcast Index Social. I figured, well, it's probably worth recording a podcast about it. Why the hell not?
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.